afterwards. And now we're going to talk about Al-Tifnu. So Al-Tifnu, the Pasuk says Al-Tifnu Al-Ha'alilim. What exactly does that mean? If you take a look at the Sifra on that Pasuk, it quotes two possible interpretation. According to the first one, it's coming to prohibit doing Avodah Zarah, straying after Avodah Zarah. That's the Tanakama. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's ba'las or afilu re'iyah, even looking at it. But even re'iyah might just mean looking at actually Avodah Zarah. You could ask, what's the chiddush according to the Tanakama? The Karban Aron, was it? Yeah, on the Medrash says maybe it's because you shouldn't even, Al-Tifnu means b'machshava. So that, by the way, only works if you assume Rabbi Yehuda is not talking about Avodah Zarah. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's Nisri'iyah, Yesh Ladun, what's he going on? Either way.
Rabbi Yehuda could be in a chiddush, don't even look at it.
Don't even look at it without thinking about it. But I'm saying if you're thinking about it, aha.
That's how I thought
about it. The Lashon of the Sifra is Al-Tifnu Al-Ha'ilim, Al-Tifna La'avodas, Le'ovdas, Le'ovdam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Al-Tifna Lir'osam, V'dayai. In other words, it's enough to aser even Re'iyah. These Makoros, I think you put in the chat, right?
Right. Yeah.
Just to me. Aha. Okay. Now, so again, even if we accept the more Machmir of Rabbi Yehuda, it's not clear if we're saying the Isra Re'iyah is looking at, like, Avodah Zarah, or even something else. These two deos are also cited in the Yerushalmi, but the most important makor for us is the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara Shabbos is on Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and it says the following: Tan Rabbana, Ksav Hamahalich Tachas Hatzura VeTachas Hadiyoknaus Aser Likros B'Shabbos. When you have writing under a tsuros and diaknos. Now, we don't know what those are. So we'll see what Rashi says in a moment. It's also to read it on Shabbos because of Zeratu Shtar Hediokdos. Vidyukna atzma af b'chol, also listak elba, mishum shenem al-tifnu el ha'alilim, my Talmuda amaravin, al-tifnu el midatche. So there's a lot of ambiguity here. What exactly does this Gemara mean? So we'll start with Rashi. Rashi writes, "Sav hamahalich tachas etzura v'tachas etyuknos can go b'nei adam amitzarim mekosel chayos mishunos." People write, make pictures on the walls like frescoes, interesting animals like giraffes and orangutans. Oh, d'yukno shel b'nei adam shel maisim kigon melchemes David v'Goliath are interesting images like the David fighting Goliath. The coast in Tachteha, and they write underneath a caption. Zu tsuras chaya plonis. This is an elephant. Zu diuknes plonis uplonis. And this is David fighting Goliath. Interesting point that Ryan made, which I didn't actually pay attention to originally, is that if you'll notice, Rashi translates tsura as referring to like these funny animals and diuknos as referring to people. Now that's going to be interesting because it's going to say diuknos or aser b'chol, which might lead you to wonder if tsuros are also aser, but why would there be a chiluk? Anyway, we'll get back to that. Aser l'kroso b'shabbos, shama yikrov shtar yadiotos, and even b'chol's aser because of el midatchem, el asher atem osim midas levavchem v'chalal shalachem. So what does midatchem mean according to Rashi? Things that you made up with your own mind and your own chalal shalacha, meaning your own cavity, like your heart is in your cavity, things that you made up. And Rashi says, elilim is lashon chalalim, chalal meaning a cavity, referring to your heart, referring to the things that you made up. In other words, so Al-Tifnu al-Elilim says that what it's saying is don't look at human-made things. So You have this picture, Rashi said, for example, of David fighting Goliath on the wall. So don't look at that picture during the week of David fighting Goliath. And if we are to assume that this is a Rashi more, then this is a deraisa. To look at the picture of David fighting Goliath, that says listakel, return to the significance of that word in a moment, but to be mistakel of the picture of David fighting Goliath is aser, that's what it means, altifnu. Altifnu, don't look at things, images that were made up. That's hard to know if you understand that this is referring to halal shev bekir bechem, things that are made up, why there would be a difference between animals and people. In other words, either way, David fighting Goliath or the orangutan, and maybe when it says Yuknos or Asr Bahal with Huadin looking at Tsurim, that would maybe be the pashtus, but you have to need further Ian in that. This idea that Elilim means Chalalim, which is what Rashi says, is also in the Sifra. It says over there, Elilim al Shem Shem Chalulim, which could be a play on words. You switch the Aleph and the Ches. That's the way Karban Aaron says. Aaron, Aleph and Ches are sometimes switched. If you look at, I think, what was it? Ibn Ezra says it's sort of, it's emptiness, not like the emptiness of the vacuum in your, the cavity in your body, but these things are empty, as in nothingness. One way or the other, it would seem that according to Rashi, looking at art is aser, or being a stakel in art is aser. That's what it would seem. Certainly, images of humans and even like important things like David and Goliath would be aser. Okay, maybe we'll talk about Lahavan al-Horos a little bit at the end. But that's what Rashi says. Now, what's the gedder of the aser? We could just say it's a gzeir sarkasov. But if we take a look at the Ritva, he explains why this would be. Al tifnu, Ritva Shabbos Kufna Tazman Alf, which I sent out. Al tifnu alim midatchem. He has a slightly different gears than Rashi. We'll get to that in a moment. Pirsh Rashi, alilim lashon halal. Vachik amar, al tistaklu lemasha asu yadchem. Don't look at your own handiwork. Da mechalal libchem, that emerged from your heart. Lomar shem roi listakel el b'maisa shem yisbarach kedei lahakir nifla'osav. Notice how he says roi. Anyhow, don't, it's not, according to the Ritva, Ritva's Havana of Rashi, because again, what's wrong with it? Why is it that the Torah says not to look at this? What's wrong with looking at art? So the Ritva is very simple, Vidas Rashi. The pshat is that a person's looking for inspiration. So where should he find inspiration? What should the source of your inspiration be? The answer is you should be inspired by the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at, you know, Ki Tireh. Look at the stars, look at the animals, and through that, you'll get inspiration, right? As opposed to human-made images. So now, even though it's true, you could say, I'm going to get inspiration from human-made anyway. Like if Michelangelo was made by Hashem, and he made this extraordinarily beautiful statue of David. So, wow, I could see Niflo Sabori that way. That's not the way you should come to Niflo Sabori. Maybe you could say that could lead you to a Bodhisattva, right? Might not connect all the steps. Or anyway, why do you need to do it? You're looking for inspiration. Look at the things that Hashem made, not the things that humans made. That's the reason for the Yeser. Then he continues, the Rambam Zal Goyres. Rambam had the following girsa. Not clear what Rambam he's referring to, but this is what he says. The Rambam Zal Goyres, al tifnu el midatchem. Ratzalomar, al tifnu lahavalim, v'tiyu mefanim zikaron shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu midatchem. So his understanding of the Rambam is probably the same interpretation of the Gemara that Rashi has, but conclusion, but he darshans it differently. What's the pshat? And this corresponds with our girsa, which is al tifnu el midatchem. The way the Rambam reads it is really actually, it's Lashon Kodesh, not El as in towards, the way he reads Rashi. Rashi's saying, Al tifnu el midatchem, don't turn towards the things that you made up. That's what Rashi says. According to Rambam, it's Al tifnu kel midatchem. Don't take God out of your mind. Ratzal Omar, says the Ritva. Lo titfenu lehavalim v'tiyu mefanim zikaron HaKadosh Baruch Hu midatchem. Don't stop thinking of God. When you're going to the art museum, what are you thinking about? Think about the beauty of the art, right? Well, what's bad about that? Because you're Mesiach Das from thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And for no purpose. It's one thing like to be Mesiach Das, you know, okay, you have to, you know, go to work, right? You have to be involved in commerce. So there the Rambam writes in Vuchen that Chassidim, Anshei Elyon, so even when they're working, you know, they're whatever they do, they're a tailor, so they're thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu nonstop. That's an extraordinary madrega. Regular people are Mesiach Das from Hashem when they're tailoring. And the Rambam actually gives you in the Maran Bucham a whole sort of program to how to get to that high madrega. But okay, regular people stop thinking about Kadosh Baruch Hu to some degree, at least when they're tailoring. But what are you doing in the art museum? Like, what are you getting out of it? If you're a painter, so you could look at your wall. But it's time to go to an art museum. You're stopping to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're mefane Hashem melibo. You could even say like you're actively doing it, right? You're pushing Hashem out of your head to look at a painting. That's awesome. So we have two ways to teach the Gemara and the Ritva. One is when looking, you shouldn't look at artwork, because when we should look for inspiration by Hashem's direct handiwork and not human handiwork. Or number two is we shouldn't stop thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to actively push God out of your head for no reason other than to enjoy the artwork. So that is the Isser. Again, that's the way the Ritva reads the Rambam. We will see that in the Rambam, we have seemingly a different interpretation, but those are the two ways to read the Gemara. But either way, it comes to the same conclusion, which Lechora is, again, looking at this picture of David fighting Goliath is Aster. Okay? That's what comes out for the Gemara, according to these two interpretations. Now, again, he has Rashi as having a slightly different kirsa, but Lechora, that interpretation of Rashi works even with our kirsa. Okay. It's not just the Ritva who has this idea. If you look at the Meiri over here, he has the same idea. The Duknos, Asur Lakros and Bishabis, Shinah Sharyaz and Mazah, the Dukne Atzma, Asura Afbachol, Habit Ba, Shehem Dvarim, Hamoshim, Libo Shal Adam, Umifanim Oso, Levatal, Umyashim. Oh, so may avodas borrow. So the Ritva has the same taitch of the Gemara as the Rambam quoted by the Ritva, namely that your miyaish oso may avodas borrow, right? Fine. Kenzine, you know, in theory, maybe you could argue if you learn like the Rambam and you're going to the art museum to be inspired in avodas Hashem, so maybe that would be mutter, because it's not mefana libo may avodas Hashem. Stop looking at the art. Is Aser, but if you're Mechavin L'Shem Shemaim, that would be Aser for Rashi, Mutter for the Rambam, as understood by the Ritva, Kenzain. But the Yesod Hadavar, what is the Pasuk coming to teach me, as understood by the Gemara, according to the Miri, is the same idea. You shouldn't do things that distract you from thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, maybe if this is true, a sports game would also be Aser, right? Watching a football game. Or reading Sifrei Milchamos, right? Sifrei Milchamos distracts you from, you know, who cares about Milchamos? Silly Milchamos, right? In fact, we'll see that's what the Shulchan Aruch says.
Question?
Okay. I'm just pointing out that if you understand it the way the Meiri understands it, that it's not, it's Lav Dafka looking at a picture of David and Goliath. It means don't do things that distract you from thinking about Hashem. That's what the Gemara is asking. An example of something that distracts you from thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking at artwork. But anything that you do that distracts you from thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu would be Bechlal, this Isser. And I just said in passing, well, we'll get to this a little bit later, but that is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Siman Shin Zayin, where he says included in this Isser is reading silly books without value, such as Sifrei Milchamos. Sifrei Milchamos, the Mishnah Berurah says it means silly, but it's not like reading Yosifun, okay? There's a lot of important lessons to be learned from there. But Stam, reading Sifrei Milchamos, you know, these are the battles of King Arthur, and lists the battles. That's of no value, and hence, that's a violation of Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim. That's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, where do you get that from? The Gemara just said looking at an image. But if you read the Gemara, like this Meiri is reading the Gemara, so it's lav dafka, an image. An image is an example of being mefane libo me'avodas Hashem. And therefore, just like looking at the painting is a violation of this Isser, because you're being mefane libo me'avodas Hashem, so too, reading a book of Narishkeit is mefane libo me'avodas Hashem. It's the same Isser. Okay.
May I ask a question?
No. Let's see the Makoros first, and then we'll get to your questions. Because I don't think we have enough for questions yet. Unless it's on a textual point of what we've seen so far.
Well, it's a logical question.
Okay, so let's wait. Tosfos says how Chazal knew to interpret this pasuk is not talking about Avodah Zarah. After all, like when you read the pasuk, you think, of course we're talking about Avodah Zarah. Right? How did Chazal know to read this pasuk that we're talking about looking at secular images, not connected to idolatry? How did Chazal know this? So, says the Rid, Perush, Lishna de Elilim Dayek, De'i kishinasu l'shem avodah zarah, if the pasuk was only telling me don't look at idols that were made l'shem avodah zarah, Lema Elohim Achirim. So it shouldn't call them Elilim. It should say Al Tifnu El Elohe Elohim Achirim. Delo Ashkechon Bishum Dochta Shekara Moshe Lavodah Zarah Elilim. There's no place where Moshe calls Avodah Zarah Elilim. Now this seems to be against the Sifra, because the Sifra says that Avodah Zarah is 10 names, and one of them is Elilim. Now, except that the Sifra is assuming the conclusion. The Sifra is assuming, how do you know that Elilim, the pasuk is referring to Avodah Zarah? So you see from this pasuk that Elilim is Avodah Zarah. So Rid saying, how do you know the pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah? At least the way Chazal in the Gemara and Shabbos darshan it, we're not talking about Avodah Zarah. We're just talking about Tiyuknos. Tiyuknos don't seem to be talking about Avodah Zarah. There's some Tiyuknos. David fighting Goliath. Peacocks. Who knows, right? So how did Chazal know? Because if the word Elilim taught Chazal, so one possibility, you could have just said, it's like, why do we need it? But that's the Rid says we Chazal knew that the pasuk wasn't talking about Getchkis because it says the word Elilim. So if it's not talking about, if Elilim isn't talking about Getchkis, what is it talking about? Elishmamina, the Rid continues. Zeo perusho shel Elilim. Davar rik. Elilim means something empty. Sha'afal pisha lo asisem osam l'tzarech la'avdam. Even though you didn't make them for idolatrous purposes. Ela midafchem umirtzonchem asisem osam l'tzir ba'alma. You only made it as a painting. Al tifnu bahem. Okay. As we'll see, many Rishonim do not read the Gemara this way. But so far we've had a number of Rishonim who understand the Gemara and the Isser of Al Tifnu as having nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. This is also the view of Avodah Zarah, of Tosfos in Avodah Zarah. Not Tosfos and Shabbos, but Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Amud Aleph. And Tosfos proves that it can't be that Tosfos asked the Kasha over there. He says, one second, if this Isser is coming, if this Gemara is coming to teach you that you can't look at the Stama picture. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Psachim tells us about the Benan Shel Kedoshim, very holy people, and what made them so holy. They didn't look at the tzura de zuza. They didn't look at the impression, the picture, the tzura on the coin. Asks Tostos. But if it's an iser, al tifna lelilim, so that doesn't, you know, that doesn't make you extra holy if you don't do it, right? You're just following the din. Vim tomar ma chasidus ikka b'zeh ha'aminan b'perk sho'el diukna atzma asura l'stakel afilu b'chol k'dechsev al tifna lelilim. Interesting answer. Tosfos assumes that the Isser is not stated by things that people look at all the time, like coins. The Isser is rooted in Altifnu, don't turn to, don't stray after, maybe. And things that people like see all the time, like images on a coin, that wouldn't be us or Mikra Din. So there's no Isser Medina to look at a coin, just at a painting in a museum. And Memela, if it's a Maila, it's a Chasidus, not even to look at things that people see all the time. Others give different answers to this question. Again, assuming the Machmir view that the prohibition applies even to non-idolatrous things. So what's the Chasidus of Benan Shal Kadoshim? Pri Chadosh says that there's no Isser for Tsuros Mevuzim. So coins are Mevuzim. We had that Machlokas yesterday, right? There are coins Mevuzim or Chubadim. So he assumes coins are Mevuzim, and therefore there wouldn't be an Isser. Another answer, which I think I remember seeing somewhere, but I don't remember where, one of the Mefarshim, is that the Isser Valtifnu wouldn't apply if it's a Toeles. So to look at a coin, I need to know, like, you know, the thing costs $1.49. So I need to look at the, I need to know what's the difference between a dime and a penny and a nickel, right? So then it wouldn't be Isser. But Benan Shel Kadoshim didn't do it. Now, then you'll ask, oh, what do you mean? So how did Benan Shel Kadoshim pay for anything? Right? So he says, no, because as we'll see later, the Magen Avraham is Vedaik, that it's only Mr. Stakos. So Benan Shel Kadoshim never looked at their coins. Somebody went ahead and paid them money, so they wouldn't be Mistako, but they just saw, you know, approximately the right coin. So what's the Mila? Why would anyone be Mistako? Because in those days, at least, you want to be Mistako to make sure that nobody's paying you forged currency. So how would you do that? By looking at the tzura. That's, you know, the Gemara says in a number of places. So their maila, their chasidus was that they didn't look, they weren't mistakel but tzura. But Mikra didn't, that was mutter, because that's a toelas. That's not, that was to make sure that they're getting paid the proper amount. And that was their chasidus. They were so far away from looking at tzuros that they wouldn't even examine their coins that they received. Now, I assume they would only be machmir about being paid, you know, not paying others. You don't want to take your chumrah and then rip somebody off. Okay, they figured out how to avoid that problem. Anyway, so those are some of the answers. Now, there's another question that I was wondering about, which is, if the Isser is, like we said, you shouldn't distract yourself from Avodas Hashem, you shouldn't look at any images, right? So the Gemara implies that it's only usher during the week to look at the diuknos, not the ksav shetachas diuknos. Ksav shetachas diuknos is only usher on Shabbos, right? Because it's usher, atzmam apachol usher, but not the ksav shetachas diuknos. So why should it be that it's mutter to read the caption of the picture during the week and not the picture? So the Elia Rabba on Shin Zayin, it's Sif Katan Lam and Ches, quotes the Maharsha as saying that this Isser is keva is zera atzul asalim shuchai, and even I mean, if certainly if it's a bazaar, we understand it's asalim shuchai. But even if you learn like Rashi, it's asalim shuchai, and therefore kevan demuat hu lo asalim shuchai, meaning to say that reading the caption of David, this is David fighting Goliath. Okay, lo asalim shuchai. You know, looking at the picture, I don't know. I mean, people, you know, they go to art museums and they stare, you know, they can stare for 5 minutes at the same painting. So, you know, you never see anyone staring at the caption for 5 minutes. Okay, that's what the Elia Rabba says. Okay, now, before we go on to the other perspective in the Rishonim, so are there any other Rishonim who adopt this, what we're calling the stringent opinion? The stringent opinion meaning that this Isser is not limited, it applies to secular pictures, not just idolatrous images. Again, we saw that seems to be the view of Rashi, Ritva, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, the Rid, anybody else? Any other Rishonim? So the Chida writes in Shari, where is it? In Shari Bracha, right? On the Siman in Yerodea, which we'll get to in a moment. He writes, this is also the view of the Aruch and the Ran and the Radvaz. I didn't have a chance to look them up yet. But the Radvaz writes, this is the way he's quoted, as saying, V'chein b'din, it has to be this way. Why? D'kevan d'tayim ha'aveh mishom shelo yifnu el mida'atchem, mali tzures akum o tzura acheres. In other words, since the Isser is rooted in being meisiach das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al tifnu kel mida'atchem, so memela mali tzuras akum, mali tzura acheres, it will be an equal violation. So that is what the Radvaz says. Misari, it has to be that way. And as I said, he says that's also the Aruch, because the Aruch writes in Erech Pen, Pirsh Bizman Shatem Estaklim Bahem Atem Efanim Kel Midatchem. So I don't think it's explicit, but that's the Chida assumes he's on the Machmir side. Okay, so Adkan, the Machmirim, who disagrees? So first of all, Tosas on the page in Shabbos disagrees. This is on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Tas Amud Aleph, the Masl of Diyukni. And he proves it from the Gemara that we mentioned of the Nanshal Kadosh. Says Tosfos, Nira de Bishavia L'Shem Avodas Gilili Mamar. When is it also to look at images during the week when they were designated as idolatry? Avalinoi Mutter, proof, Kedimashma Binanshal Kadosh, and Dolavim Mistak, with certain Zuzza Mechlau, de Achrini Avim Mistak. Maybe there's a Midas Chasidus not to look at art, but not an Isser Medina. This also seems to be the view of the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, as well as Hilchos Lev Zara. In Sefer Mitzvot, he writes, this is Losase Yud, the HaMitzvah Asiris Hish Asira Minitos Achar Avodah Zarah, Umil His Asek Besipu Reha, Rotze Lomar, Bezeh Ha'iyun Veha Hisparshus, Kiruchanis Haplonis Tered Al Tawar Kach, Betas Kach, information like this hashpa is chal on this thing about the kochav aploni yikturu lo v'yamdu lefanav al toar kach v'yasadav aploni umash yelech derech hazeh. Why? Why is it so usher to read about idolatry? You don't actually believe in it, so why should it be a problem to read about it? Ki amachshava be'ladvarim v'iyun be'osan ha'leitzanios hu mashe. Read about it too much and you're going to start being interested in it. Read Harry Potter, you're going to start doing magic. Vakasav, what's it says about Avodah Zarah? Vakasav shehizir bo, mizeha inyan, hu amro al tifnu el halulim. So how do we know that you shouldn't be read about Avodah Zarah? Our pasuk. You read about them, you're going to start serving them. So notice how he's paskening like Bermuda, means don't even look at them. Right? So even looking at this tzelem is aser. And he quotes our Gemara in Perek Shabbos, in Perek in Kuf Mem Tes, in Perek Shoel, Adam Mechavero. It says, "Kasim Halach Tachas Atzura V'Tachas Ebnos Aser L'Kros B'Shabbos V'Diyuk Miatzma Afilu B'Chol Aser L'Stakel Ba Mishum Shinam Al Tifnu Lilim Mai Talmuda Amar Reb Yochanan Al Tifnu Al Midatchem." This idea is something we see all over the place. For example, the pasuk says, "Hisham Lachem Pen Yiftel Levavchem V'Sartem V'Avaditem," which is referring to this very idea. And likewise, again, all these things are looking at things in a way that will cause you to stray after them. Right there, it's even the sun and the moon, but that too can cause you to stray. And he's saying, obviously, Kilo Yazir Mehagbia Adam Rosho Uler Os Osambe Enav. Torah doesn't mean you can't like look at the stars, right? That's absurd. Of course you can look at the stars. Right? The Amnam is here. Min ha'iyun bamat sheyuchas el avodasam be'ein halev. Now the tisei necha means not ein ha'ayin, but ein halev, to think about them, to contemplate about them. And the Rambam says that if you do this, you're chayv malkos. Now the Mishnah Torah clarifies that's obviously only if you do it in a way that's a maisa. But if you do it with a maisa, you look at this idol, maybe even you look at the stars, but with this kavana, but you look at the idol, even not to serve it, that gets malchus. And he proves it from a Gemara in Erevin that is, takes for granted that this is chayv malchus. So again, the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot says explicitly, this isser is only stated with respect to looking at actual avodah zarah. Also the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, says the same thing. He talks here about reading Sifrei Avodah Zarah and how this is aser, al tifnu halalilim, pentidrosh lelohem, lemor, echa ya'avdu, and so on and so forth. And again, he says, you get malchus if you do with a maisa. So the Rambam does not seem to prohibit, at least al tifnu, going to a museum. Right, as long as you don't go to a, you know, can't go to cloisters, maybe, can't go to, you know, we have to rule out all art that is religious connected or idolatrous at the very least. We have to rule out art that's pizza stick, but whatever is left after you've ruled out those two categories of art is not a violation of al tifnu, seemingly according to the Rambam. Likewise, the Rosh learns like the Rambam. This is the Rosh in Shabbos, Simon Beis. The Beis Yosef quotes this as well. Also, the view of Rabbeinu Yerucham learns this way, Shilta Giborim this way. And the Beis Yosef in Yoridea, Simon Kuf Mem Beis, doesn't even quote any other view. In other words, the only view that's quoted is the Rambam and the Rosh. No, even though we noted before, a number of Rishonim seems to be Machmir, that the Isra applies even for non-idolatrous things, images. But Beis Yosef doesn't quote any of that. He only quotes the Rambam and the Rosh that this Isra is for that. The Torah doesn't bring it down. It's in the Beis Yosef. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what's really interesting is that if you look, Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is quoted by the Beis Yosef, as well as the Shilta Giborim, which is quoted by the Darkei Moshe over there, talk about a different point. And this is actually what's possible in Shulchan Aruch. They say, you know, there's a problem to look at Avodah Zarah and get hanah from it, because you can't get hanah from Avodah Zarah, or to listen to music from Avodah Zarah and get hanah from it. And even though we say that Kol and Mara don't have Me'ilah, so that means you don't get Malkus, but it's still Asher. This is what Rabbeinu Yerucham says. Asher l'shmo klei shir shal avodah zarah, o l'stakel b'noi avodah zarah, kevin shenana b'riyah. The Isra staklos is alts hana, kach muchach miper kol shah, and he quotes a raya from the Gemara. And he says the pshat is that it's true, kol umare ein bahem me'ilah, aval Isra yesh bahem. So this is a totally different point. Likewise, as I said, the Shilta Giborim, cited by the Darkei Moshe, Vizel Lashono, V'chein im haya ro en noi avodah zarah, o shahaya shomea neginas ha-koychavim ha-menagmim lefnei avodah zarah, im eino miskavein lahana, sheino chafetz ba-nazu, ve'eino tzarech la mutter. You're walking down the street and you hear the bass of avodah zarah playing beautiful music. So if you're not mechavein for now, that's okay. But the miskavein lehanos, you stop and you think, wow, what beautiful music. Aser shafa kol v'amare afalpi shein v'mamish aser lehanos. So earlier in the summer, we saw that very fascinating psak in the Krach Shel Romi, who said that the Jews in Italy used to go to the back of the churches to hear the negunim, so they could get good negunim for the tefillos on Yom Narayim. So apparently he held, now there were a lot of other issues with that, but he held that that's not considered hana. Why? Because the hana from the music is asr, enjoying the music. Here, they didn't enjoy the music, they just chop the tune. The tune is, could take their tune, and now they're going to take the tune and infuse it with nitzaitzos by making it holy, by using it in the sana tokef. Fine, that's okay. But to actually be nana from the church music, the kavana, that is asr. And as I said, that's the psak in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredeya Simin Kuf Mem Beis. He brings that down. So that's the Isser. That's the Isser. The Shach over there, again, Kuf Mem Beis, Sif Tesvav, Asa Lishma Klei Shir Shal Avodas Kochavim, Al Istakel, Benoy Avodas Klei Chavim, Kevin Shanana Beri'ya, Uyu Dav Shem Eskavim Motor. Okay. Says the Shach, and what about Al Tifnu? No. Like the Beis Yosef, he quotes the Rambam, he quotes the Rush, that there is only an Isser of Avodah Zarah. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch Yoredeya, there is no problem, at least formal Isser, of going to the art museum as long as it's not religious art. Good. However, as I mentioned before, if we look at Hilchos Shabbos, or Chaim Simon Shin Zayin Sif Tes Zayin, we see something else. That's sort of interesting. You know, why, if the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir, which it sounds like he is, why isn't it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? So I don't have a great answer to this question, but I'll point out that it doesn't belong in Hilchos Avodah Zarah either. Because if you think, as the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskit, that you're in violation of Al Tifnu even by reading Sifrei Melchamos, even by going to the art museum, so that's also nothing to do with Hilchos Avodah Zarah, right? If you learn like Rashi, if you learn like the Meiri, so this has nothing to do with Hilchos Avodah Zarah either. Doesn't belong in Hilchos Avodah Zarah as much as it doesn't belong in Hilchos Shabbos. So it doesn't belong anywhere. So we'll throw it in Hilchos Shabbos because that's where the Gemara brings it down. So the Isser that Shaykh to Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Paskins in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, which is you can't get Hanah from the art. But this general Isser is not in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. So he puts it in Hilchos Shabbos that came out first. That's where the Gemara has it. So what is it? What does Shulchan Aruch say over there? Melitzos umeshalom shal sichas chulen, the Divrei Cheshek, you're going to say for Emmanuel, the Chen Sifrei Melchamos, Asr. Lekros Bahem B'Shabbos. So you can't read silly things, and certainly not Sifrei Cheshek, but even Sifrei Melchamos. Sifrei Melchamos, again, are just silly. So it's Asr Lekros Bahem B'Shabbos. V'afbuchol Asr Mishum Moshev Leitzim. Number one is it's Asr Mishum Moshev Leitzim, which, as we noted when we did all the Shabbos, sort of interesting, because intuitively you sort of think of Moshev Leitzim as requiring Leitzim, right? More than one person. Bishlama, like what Moshe Feinstein says, to go to a baseball game is Moshe Leitzim. Fine. We talked about that when we did a Helchos Chukzakim. But here I'm like alone in my room reading King Arthur's Wars. Where's the Leitzim? Still us at Moshe Leitzim. Moshe Leitzim means don't waste your time. Okay, fine. And then he adds, Ve'over mishum al tifnu al alilim, lo tifnu al midatchem. And then he says, Divrei Cheshek, it's especially bad because you're Megayei Tzahara. Fine. Don't read romance novels. But what is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Like the Rambam cited by the Meiri, right? Like Rashi, that this Isser is, again, I don't think Rashi necessarily read the Pasuk this way, as the Ritva points out, but at least the idea that there's an Isser to do things where we distract ourselves from thinking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. So tremendous, tremendous chiddush, tremendous chumrah. If we look at the Magen Avraham over here, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, he points out that not everybody agrees to this. He cites that Tosfos and the Rush, that's Tosfos and Shabbos, and the Rush and Shabbos, not Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, say Tzedavka for things that are idolatrous. That's the only thing that are usher to look at. He notes, though, that there's a Machlokas in Tosfos, because Tosfos and Avodah Zarah is Machmir. And he says, the Olam Noagim Tzfar Rishonim, meaning Tosfos and the Rush and Shabbos. So even though it's seemingly against the Shulchan Aruch, saying that the Velt is Noeg Lahakel on the Shaila, right? People do go to museums or look at Diknos, the Nirali, Diria Ba'alma, Shari Lakule Alma, Ayan, Reish Simon, Reish Chavtes. And everybody's going to agree by Ria Ba'alma. Even if you're going to be Machmir like the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, you're going to be Machmir like Rashi, but there's only an Isser of Histaklus. And he tells you to look at Simon Reish Chavtes, which probably means they're talking about the din of the Bracha and the Kesher. And there's a problem, because how do we have a bracha on a keshes? How do we have a bracha make on a rainbow? You're not allowed to look at a rainbow. So the answer is, histaklus is aser, or inappropriate, but ria is mutter, and that's where you make a bracha. Fine. So the Magen Avraham, at the very least, says the minug is to be made, though. Not everybody is so into that. As I mentioned, the Shiurei Bracha, Yerodeya Simen Kuf Mem Beis, cites that many, many Rishonim are machmir on the Shaila. He concludes that Hayar Dvar Hashem Yachosh L'das Ha'aruch. He notes that when I mentioned before the Radvaz is machmir, one of the things that the Radvaz says is that, you know why you should be machmir? Because kol ha-poskim echmiru. Everybody's machmir. All poskim are machmir. That's why you should be machmir. So the Chida sort of points out, what do you mean all the poskim are machmir? The Rambam's makel, the Smaga's makel, the Rosh's makel, the Tours makel. The Tour, not clear. The footnote points out the Tour isn't makel anywhere. So maybe he means the Beis Yosef is makel, but the Radvaz probably didn't have the Tour, didn't have the Beis Yosef. Either way, Rabbi Yerucham is makel. So the point is that even though the Radvaz says all poskim are machmir, the Chida points out lots of poskim are makel. Maybe most poskim are makel. But as I said, the Chida writes, Yar Shemaim should be machmir, though he says, you shouldn't publicize this isser. Why? Because mutav shushogim. If a rav gets up at a shul and gives a drasha saying that you're not allowed to look at art or really anything, you're not allowed to read sifrei melchama, so nobody's going to listen. So therefore, mutav shushogim. And but at least a yari shemayim should be machmir. So we paskin hard to be lachria. But I do think that probably Medina, we do paskin like Bishach, like the Shulchan, like, well, it's hard to say the Shulchan Aruch, like the Magen Avraham, we follow the Minhag HaOlam, Mikra Adim, we paskin like Bishach, the Rambam, the Rosh, and probably most Rishonim, who are the Mekilim among the Rishonim, as I said, the Rambam, the Rosh, Tosus and Shabbos, Sefer HaChinuch, the El Yerabah, adds also the Aguda is Mekel, Rabbi Yerucham is Mekel, the Shach and Yerodeh is Mekel, the Beis Yosef seems to be Mekel and Yerodeh at the very least. And therefore, probably Mikaradin, it's Mutter. Now, certainly, I could hear what the Chida says, that Yer Shemayim should be Machmir, and I just want to point out even the Ofen Musari, like what an extraordinary thing, right? A person should be thinking about a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? You shouldn't intentionally turn your mind from Hashem. Now, even if you follow the Makel view, it is important to note that that too is often violated. Tourists oftentimes go, and especially tourists, you know, they're touring and they go to museums and the like, and they look at Avodah Zarah Mamish. Menachem, we were clearing about yesterday about going to the Israel Museum. So they have all these Avodah Zarah. So on the other one hand, they were all broken, so you could say maybe they're bittel, but it could just be that they're broken not because they were mevatel them, it's just because like they're 3,000 years old. So how do you know? The fact that they're in pieces doesn't necessarily, if they're 3,000, like nothing's left whole. So I don't know. That's a riot for bittel.
Bittel would make it winter to look at them.
So that's an interesting question. I was wondering about that. Now, it doesn't have the Shem Vodah Zarah anymore. Now it's Mutter Bahana. But if you hold that Al-Tifnu is only for Avodah Zarah, so even if you're mevatel it, since it was made for Avodah Zarah, the Isser might still apply. That's what you're suggesting. That's certainly possible. So you're saying maybe even if there's bittel, so certainly the point is that even if we follow the Mako view, this has to be stated because it's oftentimes violated. Okay, when it comes to Christian artwork, it's a bit more complex, as we've alluded to in the past. I just want to conclude very briefly by mentioning a very fascinating tshuva from Rav Moshe, Yerodeh Chelek Beis Simen Nun Gimel. Rav Moshe was asked by Rabbi Parnas, I assume that's the Rebbe you know, who used to be a Rebbe at NYU, then the Landerers, about a public school teacher who has on his curriculum Greek mythology and teaching about basically Sifrei Avot and Zarah. So is he allowed to do this? And the way Rabbi Parnas says it is, well, do we say it's a categorical issur? So reading Sifrei Avot and Zarah is asur. Do we say no, that is not relevant anymore because nobody's going to like be nimshach acharav, and therefore the Tam isn't relevant. So Rav Moshe writes, of course it's asur. Lestakel b'tzura shel avod zarah shu gam kein mitzad el tifnu kedisa b'shabes daf kof mem teis asur af deleka hatam kechol ha'isurim shen tluyim b'hatam af be'elu shenemar tam. And he says, Araya, you're going to say, well, you know, maybe like the Taz is medayik from the Rambam. That since the Rambam said the reason in his Sifrei Halacha, that the reason why you can't look at the idols because you'll be nimshach, and since here there's no gzeirah, shema nimshach, so nashvi motor, says, okay, if you think that's right, then cut off your payas and shave with a razor. Because the Rambam also said, that's usur, mishum avodah zarah, right? That's lo ala adas. Nobody said you could shave with a razor nowadays because there's no gzeirah anymore. The tam isn't, so same thing with looking at a statue of Zeus, right? So it doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter. Maybe, I don't know, Michelangelo's David, maybe that was secular, but to look at the statues of that were actual avodah zarah, so he says that's absolutely usur. And he says, and I'm just going to mention this because we're start chazara be'ezras Hashem on Monday with Chukas Akum. So he tells you a gem on Chukas Akum. We missed this when we did Chukas Akum, but now we're coming back to it, so we'll know it. So I'll just tell it to you. V'lo dami l'stam chukas akum shelo nemar ha'iser al hadavar ela mashu choy ka'akum delachain kevan chapasku akum l'snai kain harei ein zeh shuv mechlal ha'iser. So don't say that just like chukas akum, it's mutter if it's not a chok shel akum anymore. So you see, it takes for granted. Pashat! Pashat that chukos akum, even though once upon a time it was chok shel akum, if it's not chok shel akum anymore, it's mutter, right? Now, the truth is we saw this in Rav Moshe a bunch of times, like he said about the yarmulkes. He says, maybe the Taz is right that taking off your yarmulke is chukos akum, but not anymore, so it's mutter, right? So he's saying, oh, so if chukos akum could change, so maybe al-tifnu could change, right? So he says, no, no raya from there. Why? Sheboya iser velo etzma davar. There, the iser is don't do that which is a chok l'avodah zarah. So if it's no longer chok l'avodah zarah, that's not the iser. Mashen came over here, it says don't look at idols. So if they're an idol, they're an idol. It's also regardless. Okay, that's what he says. The whole truth is very interesting. He says, so if you're going to have to teach these Greek myths in your class, so then you should emphasize that there's a bunch of narishkeit. In other words, if you're talking about how stupid avodah zarah is, oh, you want to know how stupid, you know, these avodah zarah were. They, like, you know, they worshipped the sun god and the moon god and the star god, and their gods were fighting with each other and they were beating each other up. And they're like, look how stupid avodah zarah is. If you want to know how stupid avodah zarah is, all you have to do is read Greek mythology and you'll see. So if it's in that context, okay, then it's mutter. Now, you see, by the way, there's no tzad that it's mutter al tzalhavin al horos, educational value, right? But that's like we saw in the Ksuvah Sam Sofer. It's not because he denies lahavin al horos. He just says lahavin al horos means like halacha lahavin al horos, halachic value, right? So just like going to art school, there's no heter lahavin al horos. So to over here, you know, it could be that there is a heter lahavin al horos for reading about Sifrei Avodah Zarah. Presumably, that's what the Rambam was relying on. Reads about, you know, writes about Sifrei Avodah Zarah all over the place. But this isn't Mahavan Horos, and therefore it's us. There's a little more to say about why the Rambam did it. But anyway, we're all out of time. So Shkayach and the Be'ezus Hashem, we'll start with Chazar on Monday. Yes, Moshe, do you still have your question?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm
just
sorry about cutting you off before.
No, that's all right. I don't want to derail the momentum. Anyway, we were talking before in recent shiurim about actually making three-dimensional objects, chayos and so forth, and there are makel opinions there. For example, you're allowed to make a
chayos and ophos. We quoted make practical opinion. It's not okay. Not Adam.
Right.
But and when it comes to Kochavim and Mazalos, even two dimensional.
Right. But let's take the place where it is mock. So, but this the Machmir opinion on looking at images of Noella Lili. So that would, you know, you can make an image of a dog.
Yeah, I don't know. You're making them to sell.
But you have to look at it while you're making it.
Okay, but that might be okay. Now it is interesting. That brings us back to the deal that I made in Rashi in Shabbos, which is that the Isser of Dukhnos, technically speaking, seems only to be about looking at human images and not about animals. And what I think you might be alluding to is maybe if you think that's Bedafka, why would there be a difference? The fact that there's a difference in terms of the Isser of Asiya might explain why there's even a difference in terms of Re'iyah, even though strictly speaking, Rashi thinks this is not about Zara, but that too is when it comes to making images Lanai, so animals are Mutter, humans are Aser, so too, when it comes to Altifnu, animals are Mutter and humans are Aser. That's what you're suggesting, and therefore that would be a Hatter. I hear you might be able to get a different Hatter, but that's...
Going further, you said many people are Mako on photographs of people. It's in a flat and so forth. It's,
right. Yes, okay. Correct.
But you can make the photograph and you can't look at it afterwards?
It would be also a stock elbow, yeah.
I mean, the point of making photographs is you'll be able to look at it, not just
point. Point is that you wouldn't be usher when you wouldn't be usher to make it. But you're right. If you learn like Rashi, there's not much point in making the photographs because you can't. You still can't do the stock about it. I agree.
No, so am I missing something? Are there any people who would say? I mean, the logical consequence would seem to me there are people who would allow taking photographs but disallow looking at them. Am I missing something?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think we pass in that way, as I said, but that.
No, but it seems to be illogical to say the Isser Asiya is okay and Riyo is not okay.
Right. Isser Asiya doesn't apply here, but there's a separate Isser of Riyo. I don't see why that's logical.
I mean, what's the point of an Asiya if you cannot look at it afterwards?
There's no point. You're right. So there's no point of the Asiya, but the point is you're not over on an Isser when you make it. You're not over. These are two separate Isurim. So when you make it, you're not over. But if you're a Mistaka, well, you are over, but not on that Isser, on a different Isser.
No, it just seems, contradictory that...
See any kind of fiction? Just because it's there, one thing. Why should you?
No, I realize it's a different. You know, technically, it's a different love, but the fact that you can have a certain scenario where halacha, I'm taking the whole system of halacha as a unified entity. Halacha would say you can make something, but you can't look at what you made. This seems to be a lot.
It's not that the halacha is saying you can make something. The halacha says that when you make this, you're not over on this particular isser. So it could be that there's a different isser that's relevant. Just because something isn't bechlal one isser doesn't mean it shouldn't be bechlal another isser. All the halacha is saying is when the Torah prohibits making images, so that only applies to three-dimensional images, not two-dimensional images. Now you can compare it. As we pointed out, it's very reasonable to assume anyway that the Isser of Altifnu is not violated anytime there's a Toelis. In other words, if you're right, so let's say, just to give an example, so you hold against Rabbeinu Eliakim, like we paskin, that you're allowed to make a three-dimensional image. So let's, why are you making it? Let's say you're making it to put on your stamp, right? Your chosam, like an example of the Gemara. So, of course, then it's mutter to examine to the degree that that's necessary. Like we said before, for Rashi, even if it was only benan shel kedoshim that were machmir not to be mistako in coins, that was a chumrah. Because Mekar Adin, since it's Lotoelas, it would have been mutter. And again, especially if you interpret the pasuk as Shulchan Aruch says, that the whole reason why this is aser is because it distracts you from thinking of Hashem. So then Memela, anytime there's a practical toelas, so what would be Bechlal Ha'aser?
I mean, that's.
So, I don't think.
All right. You made your point. Is it? It still feels.
I didn't okay. I hear.
All right. Thank you very much for the share.
Okay. Sure thing. Have a good Shabbos. Call to.
Right.